we had our first, the first album came out. The song was When I Look in Your Eyes came out. It's like a kind of a Who-ish kind of pop song. And then I think Tell It to Carrie came out. And then What I Like About You came out. The last two, I'm not sure you could flip-flop the order. What I Like About came out and went up to number 49. I think When I Look in Your Eyes, the album was in the top 70, I think. I'm not sure how far up it got. I'd have to look that up. In the 70s, 60s or 70s, I've got the wrong songs of all. We were on Emperor, a custom label of EPA, Epic Portrait Associates, EPA, and that was Columbia. So we were never on a major label. We were on a offshoot label, independent. Emperor was an independent label. The song started, okay, the manager always watching Billboard, we're always looking at that stuff back then. I kind of did, kind of didn't pay attention to it, but I was still just geared to writing without worrying about that. And the song, once they said, they got the word that it was going to drop down the charts the next week, they started talking, and this is in the first year, first tour. We're touring on our first album, 1980. And they wanted the record label or the band management and label suggested we do our next second record. What I Like About You didn't blow up. So then you're talking about a year label. A year later, I'm writing. I came up with most with ideas and presented the band, and the band would write together lyrics and arrange. Wally and I would come up with things and present to the band, and then we would all arrange. And now here I'm a year later. We did that. That's for 3 years, 3.5 years of coming up with stuff. Filtering it down, taking the best, recording the first record. And then I have 6 months to, or a year, not even a year, to come up with a new album, the second album, National Breakout. And as we were, I think, as we were doing that, I can't remember if it was in the 70s, I was out of the band. I was getting tired of creatively, I had to fight to get the band not to wear the same outfits on the second album. I didn't really want to look the same on every record. And I was really influenced by I had a rebellious side. My rebellious side was just gung ho and wouldn't let up on things. And being a major part of the songwriting, I just push things, you know. I don't want to wear the same thing all the time on stage. The constant Marinos really was pushing for the same look and the same kind of this and that. And my aggressiveness, I think, got me thrown out of the band.